In early April, tens of thousands of protesters returned to Cairo's Tahrir Square to demonstrate their anger at the slow pace of reform by the country's military-run government. Pro-democracy activists are demanding that ousted President Hosni Mubarak and his allies be arrested and put on trial. Activists also pushed for a quick transition to civilian rule, an end to the official state of emergency, and release of all political prisoners. On April 10th, police cleared out Tahrir Square using tasers and batons, leaving 13 people injured. In recent weeks, the military council, which runs the country, pushed through a constitutional referendum with plans for a transition to civilian rule. Critics and pro-democracy activists called the measure tepid. The Egyptian Center for Trade Unions and Worker Services opposed the referendum through a campaign by students, unions, and human rights groups. Tamer Fathi of the Workers' Center told a news magazine in These Times, "There was insufficient debate. The government was successful in rushing the whole decision and making it unclear." Pro-democracy activists, many of whom are organizing an independent trade union movement, have also condemned a recent proposal by the Egyptian cabinet to ban strikes and protests with stiff sanctions for violations. In the face of deep cuts in social programs by Britain's conservative-led government, a grassroots rebellion has emerged, targeting corporate tax dodgers to recover revenue to pay for housing and other programs. Activists connected through Twitter have orchestrated a direct action campaign against the mobile phone giant Vodafone, who owes billions of British pounds in back taxes. The cell phone giant says it's exempt from paying taxes to Britain since it is based in the low-tax nation of Luxembourg. The new tax commissioner, David Harnett, fueled outrage by writing off £1 billion of the company's back taxes. In London, online activists launched UK Uncut, where protesters have swarmed Vodafone and other tax dodgers' retail outlets. Alex Miller, an organizer, told The Nation magazine that shoppers were very supportive of the action since they worried about losing public services and were furious when they heard that virtually none of this had to happen if the massive corporations paid their taxes. In response to nonviolent civil disobedience at Topshop's largest store in London on the Saturday before Christmas, Prime Minister David Cameron announced a drive against tax avoidance, which has already generated over £2 billion British pounds in revenue. ProPublica reports America's public health system is woefully unprepared for a nuclear emergency such as an accident at a nuclear power plant or the explosion of a dirty bomb by terrorists. A 2010 assessment by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security concluded there is no strategy for notifying the public in real time of recommendations on shelter or evacuation priorities. 2 years ago, the U.S. Strategic National Stockpile stopped buying potassium iodide, the best-known antidote to radioactive-induced thyroid cancer. The drug is only effective if taken within hours of exposure. The decision to stop stockpiling potassium iodide was made after federal officials concluded it would be distributed too late to make a difference during a nuclear emergency. In the aftermath of the crisis at Japan's Fukushima nuclear complex, one of the biggest problems facing local hospitals was that many hospital staff fled the area and the government could not supply food and water to care for patients. During Pennsylvania's Three Mile Island nuclear power plant accident in 1979, an estimated 144,000 people fled the area, disrupting public services and creating a sense of panic. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Richard Hill.